Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born June 22nd in Everett, Washington. He was a champion wrestler in high school who served in the United States Army, attaining the rank of sergeant in the 101st Airborne. He went on to become a three-time Olympic wrestling team alternate, a three-time NCAA All-American, and was working as a wrestling coach at Oregon State before entering the world of mixed martial arts. He made his professional debut in 1997 at UFC 13, and grew to become one of the biggest names in the sport, winning three heavyweight and two light heavyweight championships. He went on to start a career in acting, appearing in such films as The Scorpion King 2, The Expendables 1, 2, and 3, and many more, as well as appearing on Dancing with the Stars. And tonight, you can see him on Bellator 160 on Spike TV. Please welcome MMA legend Randy Couture.
Randy Couture, how are you, brother?
Good. How are you, man? I understand you got a birthday coming up.
Yeah, I know. I tell you, I feel like I'm sliding down a hill, for God's sake.
You're just lucky I'm not there, because I would turn you over my knee and give you a good spanking.
Dude, I tell you, you're terrible. Here, we were talking about this earlier, because, you know, we talk about, like, the cauliflower ear. Yeah, I learned at an early age, you never fight the guy in the bar with a cauliflower ear, ever. It is the international sign of getting ready to get your ass kicked.
That's true. You go to the head of the line in most places if you have cauliflower ears.
I'm telling you, man, because it just shows a guy who's been through it. And you really were a true Hall of Famer. I mean, a legendary fighter, man.
Well, thank you. I feel like I had a great run. I enjoyed the 14 years I got to compete, and I'm happy to be still involved. You know, the gym does well in Vegas. Ryan's doing a great job in Bellator, and happy that Scott Coker's been good, you know, nice enough to pick up guys like me to be a brand ambassador for him and still be involved in the sport.
I cannot believe you fought for 14 years and you're still that good looking. It's weird. Is what I'm looking at a picture right now. I'm like, look at him. Like, yes. He is all that is man.
He's ridiculous. He looks like a model.
You what?
Dashing.
By the way, the
model with cauliflower ears. Well, a new class of model.
You what? The Expendables movie, man, really well done. How hard was it to make that jump and become an actor like that?
It isn't easy. It's everybody assumes, oh, I could do that, and then you get out there in front of the camera, and you're like, holy hell, this is really strange.
Yeah.
It does take some time. I was, you know, like everything else. Approached it with those fighter's eyes, that wrestler's mentality. Took classes, got a coach, tried to, you know, learn some skills and figure out how to do this thing. And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun to watch it. Because, I mean, those movies are just, you know, packed with every guy you want to see in a movie. It's always
Absolutely. Great.
Shot great. And, you know, Sylvester Stallone, I think a lot of people don't realize he's not really just an actor. I mean, he's the guy that, you know, he's written and directed these ideas from Rocky Across the Board to Saturday Night Fever. You know, these were his projects, these ideas he came up with.
Yeah, nobody's been better at the franchise than he has. And obviously very excited to be a part of that whole thing. And with that group of guys, it's such a great group of guys.
Greatest drinking bunch in the entire planet, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys, so what are you going to do next, Randy? I mean, obviously, tonight, Bellator 160 on Spike TV is where your heart is right now, which, by the way, we have to talk about Sean Wheelock. He's a dear friend. He said he loves Bellator still, but I say Bellator's not quite as good without him.
Well, we miss Sean over there, and obviously I still get to see Sean a lot. We're on the rules committee for the Association of Boxing Commissions, and we get to review the mixed martial arts rules and try to make changes and keep them updated, basically, and keeping up with the sport that seems to be evolving so quickly. So that's fun. I get to talk and see see Sean all the time.
He's a good cat, man. I'm lucky enough to have met him here in Kansas City. And he, you know, lives here with his kids and his wife, and just he's a great cat, man. So I was bummed for him. Although again, he was like, man, the new owner's great. Everybody's great. He had nothing but wonderful things to say about the organization.
Yeah, that's Sean though. I mean, he's always gonna be positive, and I think it's one of the things I love about him. He's a good, very, very good guy.
Most importantly, Randy Couture, what will it take for you to become my personal guy? Like when I have problems with management, somebody else, you will go over and just scare somebody to death. You don't probably have to do anything actual, just show up.
Your personal negotiator?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right.
I know. We'll talk about that.
When you were a kid, Randy, did you fight when you were a kid, or is this something that came out of athleticism?
No, it came out of athletics, absolutely. I started wrestling at about 10 years old and spent most of my time and energy on wrestling mats all through school. Was never in a lot of fights. In fact, I think it only happened maybe once or twice through school. I was one of those smaller kids in junior high school that some of the guys tried to pick on and then realized that they didn't know how to stop a double leg. And
right.
So wrestling served me well in that regard.
Oh, wrestling is
never a fighter.
It's unbelievably hard to defend against. I mean, people, I'm telling you, everybody thinks they're a tough guy till they get a guy who can wrestle, and you just, there's no escaping. He's going to put you on the ground, wrap you up, and then punch you till you're unconscious. it's really, because I have some friends who've, my dear buddy, British Lee, came over here on a wrestling scholarship to Oklahoma, and he's the calmest, kindest guy, and dear God, if he grabs a hold of you, there's no getting away from him.
Spend a lot of time learning how to manipulate the human body, and you learn all the particular ways to hang on to people, and that's certainly what led me into mixed martial arts and allowed me, 14 years as a fighter.
Is it just that there's a breaking point in when you're in the fear where you're like, okay, it doesn't hurt that bad to get hit in the face. You stop fearing it, and you stop fearing the imaginary fighting part, and you start becoming a better fighter because of that. Is that how it happens? Because I gotta imagine you have to get past that fear to get to the
yeah,
the
absolutely. Part. That's part of your fight training is kind of overcoming that, making friends with it. And we've seen guys that didn't do so well at that still hadn't made friends with the fact that they were going to get punched in the face, they still had kind of start shying away, blinking and shying away from that. And I think it's one of the things you have to train through the training process. You kind of get used to it. It becomes commonplace. It's normal for you. And I think that's an important piece. If you look at Brock, I don't think he ever really made friends with the fact that he was going to get hit. That there were big guys out there that were going to try and punch him back. And he as soon as he got hit or hit hard, it really kind of unraveled him in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And you can see because they're going to react from fear. That's going to be the way they block, and it's going to be the way they fight. And as soon as another guy picks up on that, you're done, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you're just going to get hit more.
Yeah.
It's just kind of how it works.
Do you train like that? I mean, do you honestly just drop your arms and go, all right, just start punching me in the face till I'm just comfortable with it?
No, I don't think that's a great idea. I mean, we've seen guys that had that kind of style. If you look at a guy like Robbie Lawler or Stephen Bonner, it didn't seem like they even started fighting till they were bleeding. And I don't know, but that's always the best. That there's a lot of longevity in that style of fighting. It's certainly fun to watch, but I think the idea is to be able to slip, move, roll, punch, parry, and avoid getting hit if possible, and realize that it doesn't matter how good you are, how quick you are, you're going to get hit, so make friends with it.
Yeah, and the thing I love most about UFC is it can change in an instant. I mean, an instant. A guy can be really dominating a fight, but they make a mistake, somebody capitalizes on it, and it's over.
Yeah, it changed in mixed martial arts. There's so many ways to win or lose a fight, and some of that can be contingent on your background and where you came from. Some of that, just the athlete that you are, and I think that's what makes it interesting. Nobody's out of a fight ever.
Right.
We've got some great fights going on tonight with Bellator, Benson Henderson, who's someone we've seen in championship status at 155.
Yep.
Coming back down there, he's a very powerful, big 155-pounder. And he's fighting Patricio Pitbull, who's got knockout power of his own, has knocked out several guys.
And it's one of those fights where you could blink and what happened? It could be over just like that.
Yeah, 160, man. Bellator knows how to do this, and they do it really well. Tonight, it's the big tailgate party happening in Anaheim. 160 tonight, Spike, 9 o'clock Kansas City time. And Randy, anytime, you're always welcome here. It's always great to have you on the show.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.